You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're back and welcome back. We're going to continue on with Satan's religion. We're exposing it in this series. We're trying to show people what it is. A lot of people don't recognize it when they see it. So learn what it is so that you can avoid it because it's evil. You know, good luck charms, rabbit's foot, trolls, they're not going to help us. Isaiah 47:11 says, "Therefore evil shall come upon you, and you shall not know from where it arises, and trouble shall fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you do not know. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly protestinators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you." Boy, these are things that all kinds of people take part in. "Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them, and they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus they shall be to you with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander each one to his quarter. No one shall save you." See, these things aren't going to help you. These things aren't going to protect you. These quote-unquote good luck charms, they're curses. They're curses from God if you participate in these. You know, I mentioned in the last show, the wisest man in the world was tricked into worshiping Satan. 1 Kings 11:5. "For Solomon went after Astoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Amorites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David." We need to protect ourselves, our children. We need to screen what we watch on television, in the movies, the public schools. They've only cast out one religion in the public schools. You know what that religion is? Christianity. That's the religion that's banned. The religion of Satan, with witches, actual witches coming in and teaching our children, with transvestites and sex perverts coming in and putting on seminars and convincing children that they're screwing them up, that they don't even know if they're a boy or a girl. All of this is evil. All of this needs to be shunned, rejected, tossed out. People have all kinds of superstitions that they shouldn't. Friday the 13th, no 13th floor in hotels. Black cats, afraid to walk under ladders. Oh no, what happens if you break a mirror? 7 years of bad luck. Rabbit's feet, an Italian horn around your neck. The devil's charm, the Boston curse of the Bambino, Babe Ruth. This is all satanic BS garbage. Reject it all. And get on your knees and look to God for your protection. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.